Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Overcoming Dyslexia by Sally E. Shaywitz, with Jonathan Shaywitz in the updated second edition, is a leading nonfiction guide to understanding dyslexia through science, education, and practical support, written for parents, teachers, clinicians, and readers with dyslexia. The book explains dyslexia as a neurologically based difficulty in language processing rather than a sign of low intelligence or poor effort. Its purpose is both corrective and hopeful. It clears away common myths, summarizes decades of research, and translates that knowledge into concrete guidance for identification, instruction, and advocacy. The 2020 edition updates the original landmark work with newer findings on early screening, intervention, coexisting conditions, and support across the lifespan. A major strength of the book is its ability to connect brain science with everyday decisions in homes, schools, and clinics. Rather than treating dyslexia as a narrow school problem, it presents it as a lifelong difference that can be understood, accommodated, and addressed with informed teaching and persistent support. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, dyslexia as a language-based and neurological difference. A central contribution of Overcoming Dyslexia is its clear explanation of what dyslexia is and what it is not. Shaywitz argues that dyslexia is fundamentally a language-based learning disorder rooted in the brain systems that support reading, especially the processing of speech sounds. This matters because public misunderstanding has long framed dyslexia as a visual problem, a sign of laziness, or proof of low ability. The book directly challenges those views and replaces them with a more accurate account grounded in reading research and neuroscience. And one of its most influential ideas is that intelligence and dyslexia are not opposites. A person can be highly intelligent and still struggle greatly with decoding print, reading fluency, and spelling. That distinction helps explain why many bright children are overlooked when their spoken vocabulary and reasoning hide reading weaknesses. The book also presents dyslexia as common rather than rare, making the case that it deserves serious attention in general education and public policy. By defining dyslexia carefully and accessibly, Shaywitz gives readers a framework that is both scientifically credible and emotionally relieving. Families and educators are better able to respond when they understand that the problem lies in the mechanics of reading, not in motivation or worth. Secondly, early identification and the urgency of screening. Another major theme is the importance of finding dyslexia early, before repeated failure harms confidence and academic growth. The book emphasizes that waiting for a child to fall far behind is a costly mistake. Instead, Shaywitz advocates early screening in the first school years so that risk can be recognized when intervention is most effective. This position reflects a broader shift in reading science away from delayed diagnosis and toward prevention. The book explains that many warning signs appear before a formal label is given, including persistent trouble learning letter-sound relationships, weak awareness of speech sounds, slow word reading, and difficulty with spelling. By showing how these patterns emerge, the book helps parents and teachers know what to notice and when to act. Early identification matters not only for reading outcomes, but also for emotional well-being. Children who do not understand why reading feels harder for them often develop shame, anxiety, or a belief that they are less capable than peers. Shaywitz treats timely recognition as an educational and moral issue. The practical value of this section is high because it turns research into action steps. Readers come away with a sharper sense that the best support often begins not with a dramatic diagnosis later on, but with attentive screening and informed response at the start. Thirdly, evidence-based reading instruction and intervention. The book strongly argues that dyslexia responds best to structured, explicit, evidence-based teaching rather than vague encouragement or exposure to books alone. Shaywitz explains that struggling readers need direct instruction in the sound structure of language and in the connections between sounds and letters. This focus reflects the broad scientific consensus that effective intervention for dyslexia must address phonological skills, decoding, spelling, and the gradual development of fluent reading. The book is especially useful because it does not stop at theory. It helps readers understand what good intervention should look like and why some common educational practices fail to meet the needs of dyslexic students. Rather than assuming a child will infer reading patterns naturally, effective instruction is systematic, cumulative, and carefully taught. The updated edition also reinforces the importance of using approaches aligned with the science of reading. Beyond school-based intervention, the book offers practical guidance for how families can support literacy development and work productively with educators. It also recognizes that reading improvement is possible, even when progress is slower or requires sustained effort. This balanced message prevents despair while avoiding false promises. The book stands out for showing that intervention is neither magical nor mysterious. It is disciplined, research-informed teaching delivered early, consistently, and with an understanding of how the dyslexic brain learns to read. Fourthly, strengths. Self-understanding and emotional resilience. One reason overcoming dyslexia has remained influential is that it pairs scientific explanation with a humane account of the lived experience of dyslexia. Chaiwitz is known for emphasizing that dyslexia exists alongside areas of strength. This perspective is often associated with her Sea of Strengths model, which helps families see that a weakness in reading does not define the whole person. Many individuals with dyslexia show notable strengths in reasoning, problem-solving, big-picture thinking, creativity, or oral language. Even while written language remains laborious, the book uses this understanding to counter the demoralizing narrative that school struggle reflects limited potential. Just as important, it addresses the emotional effects of repeated difficulty. Frustration, embarrassment, avoidance, and anxiety can grow when reading demands increase and support is inconsistent. Chaiwitz treats these outcomes not as side issues but as central to effective help, because confidence and persistence influence whether intervention can succeed. The book also discusses coexisting challenges such as attention difficulties and anxiety, helping readers understand that dyslexia may not appear in isolation. Its broader message is empowering without becoming simplistic. It does not deny the seriousness of dyslexia, but it insists that people can thrive when their challenges are recognized and their strengths are cultivated. That combination of realism and hope is one of the book's most lasting achievements. Lastly, advocacy, accommodations, and lifelong support. The updated edition presents dyslexia not as a problem confined to elementary school, but as a lifelong difference that requires informed support at different stages of life. Chaiwitz discusses how needs change from early schooling to adolescence, college, and adulthood, and why advocacy remains essential throughout. This wider frame distinguishes the book from narrower reading manuals. It prepares families not only to seek intervention, but also to pursue fair accommodations and educational placements that fit the learner. The book is known for practical guidance on working with schools, understanding evaluations, and identifying environments where the needs of dyslexic students are central rather than peripheral. That emphasis is especially important because many children fail not only from weak instruction, but from systems that misunderstand their profile. The book also acknowledges the role of technology in expanding access to reading and writing. Especially for older students and adults who can benefit from tools that reduce unnecessary barriers. By treating accommodations as supports rather than shortcuts, Chaiwitz frames them as part of a responsible path to learning and independence. This topic also reinforces the book's advocacy mission. And families and individuals are encouraged to become informed participants in educational decisions, rather than passive recipients of school judgments. The result is a guide that links knowledge to action and helps readers imagine successful futures beyond the first reading struggles. In conclusion, Overcoming Dyslexia is best suited for parents trying to understand a struggling child, teachers seeking a reliable framework for reading difficulty, clinicians involved in assessment, and adolescents or adults who want a clearer explanation of their own history with print. Its practical benefits are substantial. Readers gain a grounded understanding of what dyslexia is, what warning signs matter, what kinds of instruction are most effective, and how to advocate for support in educational settings. Just as valuable as the intellectual benefit of seeing dyslexia through a research-based lens, rather than through myth, blame, or vague generalization. What makes this book stand out in its category is the authority behind it and the breadth of its reach. Many books on dyslexia are either highly technical or purely anecdotal. Chaiwitz combines scientific credibility, policy awareness, and accessible guidance in a way that has shaped public understanding for years. The second edition strengthens that reputation by incorporating newer developments in screening, intervention, and long-term support. It is not simply a manual for raising reading scores. It is a comprehensive argument that dyslexia can be recognized accurately, taught effectively, and lived with successfully. That blend of science, practicality, and hope is why the book remains one of the defining resources on the subject. If you would like to support Sally E. Chaiwitz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.